Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, it's good news for British beef farmers. South Africa is set to take beef from the UK after a 15-year ban imposed during the 1996 BSE crisis. It had previously been the largest non-EU importer of British beef, and although certain cuts only will be imported, there's no age restriction on the beef. Last year, total exports from the UK reached over 330 million right around the world, the highest total since that BSE crisis. Now, turning from one meat to another, we're looking at ostriches, and they're fast gaining popularity on the dinner table. The other day, I caught up with Alistair Boyne from Murray Ostriches at a farmer's market, where he'd got some ostrich burgers on the go, and I asked him why the interest in meat from the big bird.
Well, started ventured into ostrich meat because it's a healthy alternative. It's low in cholesterol, low in calories, low in fat. It's the healthiest meat you can get, and as you can see, I've cooked the burgers on the griddle there, and not a drop of fat coming out. I challenge anybody, if they buy a burger from us, put it under a griddle and put tin foil underneath it. By the time the burger's cooked, they won't get more than 3 drops of fat out of it.
So it's a healthy meat. What's it actually taste like?
It's a really meaty burger. The steak itself is very similar to fillet steak, but when you look at the steak, it's just all pure red meat and there's no fat trim to be taken off.
And what's it got, a gamey taste? How do you describe it?
No, it's just a really meaty burger. A lot of people think it's a game, going to be a bit gamey, but it's not. It's just a really meaty burger.
Okay, and how's the business going?
Yeah, it's a challenging time at the moment, you know, with the recession on, but we've got a good strong demand, you know, for loyal customers as well.
And what do you sell? Is it just burgers?
We're cooking the burgers, and we find that's the best way to introduce people to the meat. And people pass by and say, oh, I've never tasted it before, and we give them a free taster, and oh, they're pleasantly surprised. They buy a pack of burgers to take home. Also, we've got mince, sausages and steaks, so that's popular for the barbecue season.
So there's something a bit different for your barbecue during this hot and dry spell due to start after the weekend. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.